Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Today, because Santa stopped by our studio early and dropped off a few elves to join our live audience, and they're ready for another tip and takeaway filled show.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You can believe it's only 20 days until Christmas Eve. Are you ready? I haven't even put up the lights. I haven't even started listening to Christmas music, which I'm going to make sure that I do today. Lights are this weekend, decorations this weekend. Well, it's great to look at it, but it is a hassle to go ahead and decorate. And of course, it's even worse to take it down. And that means that it's only 27 days until the end of the year. So our guests today are going to provide some very important information so you can finish the year strong and make 2021 your best ever. I'm sure we all are looking forward to the new year coming up. Today's topic, social media tips, become your best giving back charity marketplace, sales, and leadership. We have a TED Talk expert today, so be prepared for what Judy Hilberman says. Our topics today are delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Mr. Benjamin Kepner is the CEO of Global Social Media Marketing. Julio Mujarro, wait till you hear where he's from. He's a business coach and founder of Sharing Knowledge International. Jason Bressler, the founder of Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation and one of our partners, nonprofit partners in the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace, where they're receiving donations from your purchases, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And Judy Hoberman is a sales and leadership trainer and coach and founder of Selling in a Skirt. I absolutely love that, Selling in a Skirt. She's a TED Talk expert. So when Judy talks, you got to listen. Everything Home is a transformational show and platform about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. Delivered by good people doing good business and good things. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests. You could see the shows are all listed on the homepage, or you can even click the Partners and Patriots tab. I made it really convenient so you could listen to the show with just a click, and also their website is linked to that. So just click on the blue name of their company, and it'll take you directly to their website. So we are making it very easy and providing you everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, and make it your go-to place. I promise you're going to love all the information. The guests that we've had are just incredible. 130. It's our 139th episode. Such quality content, and I just want to thank all of the partners of our platform, Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform, because they are just such wonderful people, and they've provided such quality content for all of our listeners and our audience, and I know it really is transforming lives. We've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. They are good people doing good business and good things.
Everything.
do want to let you know that each month we have a free giveaway. All you need to do, enter, is rate, review, and subscribe. Subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player. We're listed on 14 of them. Just a couple clicks, a little typing, and you get one entry to win our monthly prize. This month we have upped it to a $50 Amazon gift card, so you can spend a little money on someone or yourself. To keep it simple, just go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page. All the tabs there, all the tabs to subscribe are also there. I put them right there at the top. And once you're there, please check out what we do and who we are. Visit the Reopen America Resource Center for all kinds of great free information. You could join our community, become our partner, and be a guest on our show. Listen to any of the 138 episodes that we've already recorded, and let us know which topics you want to learn about and who you want to hear from. So before we bring on our guests that are waiting in the queue, I just wanted to give you some information since I did bring it up, the Reopen America Resource Center, which is a, oh my goodness, I started it in the beginning of this corona disaster. So that way everybody can find some resources to help their business and improve their lives and kind of get things back on track. And now it has evolved into an incredible platform with so many partners. All the information's free. So take a listen.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
So as I mentioned, just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the Reopen America tab, and you are going to go right to the directory page. Everything is listed in all kinds of different categories. It includes business organizations, networking groups and communities, employment opportunities, virtual events, LinkedIn and Facebook groups to join, personal and professional development resources, products and services, live streams, trustworthy nonprofit and foundations, coronavirus facts, must follow people podcasts, and much more. Reopen America Resource Center tab on our website, and all of our partners you're meeting today and all the partners that you've heard over the past couple of weeks on our live segment, their information is there listed too. So again, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Reopen America tab, start using it as a resource. You're going to meet some amazing people. You're going to find some amazing groups to become a part of and really just grow your business and get finish the year strong and make 2021 amazing. So bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So I believe it is time to bring on our first guest, and I'm going to make him stay with us just a little bit longer because his topic today about social media marketing and social media tips is really crucial, especially now that if we're going to be getting some of these additional lockdowns and people aren't able to network the way they used to, I think it's really critical to understand how those platforms work, especially that there's censorship and algorithms and all that fun stuff. So my first guest is Benjamin Kepner. He is the CEO of Global Social Media Marketing. And hey, elves, can you give him a round of applause? Benjamin, how are you today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I am good. As I said, I'm not prepared for Christmas. It always seems each year I start it later, but I'm making a commitment this weekend. I'm in Arizona, and I have a heater on my feet. Where are you with 770? What state are you in?
Yeah, definitely. I'm based in Denver, Colorado, but 770 is from Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah, okay. So you're used to the cold. We're not used to it here, but we welcome it, and because in the summer it's 140. And we like to wear sleeves every once in a while. So let's jump into social media marketing. I know it's overwhelming for people. It's something that you have to do. And there's a way to do it. There's a wrong way to do it. And so tell us a little bit about you, global social media marketing, and then let's go directly into some great tips so people can start doing something as soon as they listen to the show.
Yeah, for sure. So brief introduction about me. I'm the CEO and founder of Global Social Media Marketing. Again, my name is Benjamin Kepner, and Global Social Media Marketing is a marketing and education technology training company headquartered in Denver, Colorado. We primarily offer social media marketing services to small to medium-sized businesses, and that can include anything from content creation to running the ads, generating leads, purchases in e-commerce, as well as growing fan base and engaging content. And we've been a business for about 2.5 years now. We have a team of 10 social media experts all around the U.S. and the world, and we work in any industry, in any country outside of any country that might be preventing us to post in those given social media channels. So definitely a global company.
Now, your operation sounds pretty solid and big, and I know that that's scary for people who want to hire companies because of the cost. So is there, and, you know, everybody's obviously, when you're really good at something, it's not going to be inexpensive. So to encourage people to maybe at least venture down that road and explore taking on a company like yourself, is there packages for the small guy too? Or is it just, you know, somebody who's got a pretty decent sized budget? Because, you know, it seems to be that that's difficult. That's why people are doing it themselves. They're not doing it right. They try to hire, you know, these quote unquote consultants or independent people, and boom, after a week or two, you have to fire them, which is my experience. And it's just a mess. And then your business is hurting because you don't have the time to do the post. You might have the content, but you just don't have the time to keep up at it at the level that it needs to be done.
Right. Yeah. And I think you hit the nail on the head for what we see with most people that end up working with us. It's because they've actually had a bad experience with another company or consultant, and they're coming to us kind of out of this, you know, it didn't work out, I need a better solution. So I would say, yeah, we definitely offer package solutions for small to medium-sized businesses. Our rates are roughly $1,500 a month to $2,000 a month. So that gives you some kind of numbers on that. And that's very fair price. I've done my research, obviously, being in the space. We're actually a little bit lower than probably some of those bigger marketing companies out there. And then one thing that has kind of emerged during this year, as it has for most people, with being kind of more careful about where they put their money, we are offering an hourly consulting rate, and we offer $60 an hour. So I actually have probably about a quarter of our clients right now are in that consulting model, where they can work with me, they can set calls with me weekly, and I kind of give them our strategy on our templates and kind of guide them through that process. Or, to your point, if they don't have the time, they can just buy our done-for-you package services, and you get access to our team and our technology tools. So it's really, you know, we try to find a happy medium for what's the most, you know, customized solution we can offer for that potential client.
I think it's great that you have two different options for people. That way they can maybe segue into realizing the value of hiring a company and a person like yourself, and then realize, you know what, it does make sense. Because if I can go pick up, let's just say, one client, and it pays for the monthly package, and I don't have to worry about the time and effort and wondering how to figure all this stuff out, they get to kind of get a feel for how you work at and hiring it as a consultant basis, and then segue into that. And I keep bringing up the point in multiple shows to find the right people to do that social media and trust them is very, very difficult. And a lot of people make mistakes, and it ends up costing them a heck of a lot more. And your packages are extremely reasonable compared to some of the quotes that I've heard over the past 6 months, which you almost just have to hang up the phone. You go, you've got to be kidding me.
Right.
There's no way, you know, and you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you're in a partnership with somebody, because when they're representing you in social media, that's your brand. That's you. And that's, you know, your persona that you're giving out there. So you got to even make sure. And that's what's dangerous about hiring some of these companies out of the country, individuals, just the lost in translation gap can really be dangerous. for to what
sure.
you're trying
yeah,
to portray.
And I would just kind of say also, like, you know, if you think about, if you look at corporate America, right, like if you look at what a social media manager's average salary is in the United States in 2020, it's $55,000. So if you want to have somebody that's doing that full time within your company, you know, you're going to pay $55K plus benefits and all that jazz. Or you could go with a company like us, cut your costs in half and have a whole team of experts where you've got people like us that are working in multiple industries. So I think people just need to understand, to your point, social media is a must-have now at this stage. In order to do it effectively, you either need to have the time or you need to have the resources, and we try to provide both of those solutions.
So let's talk about some little quick strategies or tips where people can maybe implement them immediately and maybe spend a little bit more time on social media, because a lot of the reasons people aren't on it is they don't understand it. And then once they get into it, then they get overwhelmed. So kind of a teaser to give them an intro to being a little bit more active so that they realize how much power there is in social media and why it's important to hire a company. Because you if you don't have a right person doing it, it's really not worth your own time to do it as the business owner, the entrepreneur, or even if it's a one or two man operation or two woman operation, it's really not worth it. I've been down the road and it's going to just cost you more aggravation, time, and lost money.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, a lot of business owners, I think, will realize when they start working with us that, you know, they need to focus on what they're good at their business and understand we're the experts at social media. And it's going to just save them all that time to focus on what they need to do to grow their business. And they're actually going to get better results that way, we found. So some tips that I would have, if anybody's listening out there, you know, questioning if they want to make the investment into social media or work with a social media company. Number one, do your research. You know, when you're going through that process, go to LinkedIn. Go to places like Clutch.com. That's a aggregator now of all of the marketing companies out there. They have reviews. Also, if you're going to work with a social media company, I would hope that you're going to work with a social media company that has a good social media presence. Funny enough, I find a lot of other social media companies are doing social media work for their own clients, but they almost non-existent on their brand being out there too. So that would be another thing. And then also what I would say is, you know, what I said, like the customized proposal, like we offer different options. Not every channel is going to make sense for every business. So don't go into social media thinking that you have to be everywhere. Start with one or two channels and own those channels. And then as those channels start performing, then you can expand. So those would be kind of my, I guess, tips around finding somebody or kind of making that dive in. Second tip I would say, if you're asking me, hey, Benjamin, what channel should I be in, or where are people spending their time, where are you seeing the best results? It's a very simple question I always propose to everybody. It's kind of a rhetorical question, but, you know, what are the three most visited websites in the world? So I'll actually ask you that in our calls. What are the, do you know what the three most visited websites in the world are today?
I'm assuming it's Google and Facebook and maybe YouTube.
There you go. Wow. Awesome.
Yay!
You hit the nail on the head. Yeah, very good. Yeah, so Google is number one. Facebook is actually number three. And YouTube is number two. And so a lot of people, when they hear that, they're like, wait a second, you're telling me these are the three most visited websites in the world. I wasn't even thinking about YouTube. I knew about Google and Facebook. And then the other thing that they don't realize is a lot of people focus so much of their marketing budgets and their attention of their time on their website. But I always give this analogy. It's like if I had a beautiful mountain home in Aspen, Colorado for ski, but none of my friends ever came out to go skiing with me, what's the point of having that home? Because nobody's ever going to see it. So same thing with your website. You could build an amazing website and have all this functionality and all these things, but if no one comes to your website, then you're never going to get leads or sales in the door. And so that's what social media can be, is it's a tool for you to get people to get awareness of your brand, generate leads, and kind of start to build relationships. And I think that's another thing people need to realize with social media, is it's not this thing you just go in and you start getting results. It's very noisy. All of those places that I just mentioned, they receive billions of visitors with billions of pieces of content daily. So it is kind of a, you know, something that you need to go in and realize that it's going to take some time to get results. But if you're asking which channels to focus on, I'm always going to point you in those directions because they're the biggest audiences, the biggest like evolved advertising platforms, and what people are really using. My third final tip for everybody, would be, if you haven't gotten results with social media, I would probably ask you at a first starting point, have you done advertising? And if you're just putting out content out there and, you know, doing collabs and things like that, that's great, but you're only going to get so much reach. And really, at this stage in social media, I always say the phrase, you got to pay to play. It's like if you want to go to Vegas and you want to gamble, you got to go put money into the slot machine so that you have a chance to win. It's the same thing with social media. You can't go into social media trying to just make everything free. There are some things that you can do for free, which is great about social media, and it costs no money to create social media accounts. But if you want to get your post seen and you want to get leads, at this stage you are going to have to pay to play. So those would be my three big tips for you in social media.
Wow, I think the information you gave is incredible. I think you really are going to be a solution provider for a lot of our audience, because I know that it's just it's a very black hole, and it is lots of over-promising and under-delivering and lots of lost money and time. So incredible information, Benjamin. I'm actually going to have a conversation with you probably next week so we could talk about what we need to do on our end for our social media. And I would, and of course, I'm going to share that with the audience too, to just kind of give them more of an incentive to really evaluate how they want to be in the social media world, even if it's just starting out in January 2021, to do it the right way for a change. So is there anything else that did you have a promo or something you wanted to give, or an event that's coming up? I know that you sent me an email, but I just didn't get a chance to dive into it too deep.
Yeah, no worries. We actually just released a ebook. Again, I was thinking about what can I give for people for easy solutions, for knowledge and things like that. So I actually wrote an ebook on YouTube on how to become a YouTuber and have a successful channel this year. It's got my 10 years of YouTube knowledge all condensed down into about a 40-page ebook you can read in 2 hours.
Wow.
So we're offering that on Amazon right now, $9.99 for the paperback. It's $3.99 for the ebook. But I'm sure we can follow up after the call, and maybe we can do like a special promo group for Christmas. And then final thing I would just say for anyone thinking about, again, for the new year, is social media something I need to do, or where is it all going? I saw an article released just this week from the Wall Street Journal that said the first time ever in advertising history, there is more money now being spent across Facebook, Google, and Amazon than there is in traditional advertising, such as television, radio, and all those things. So I don't think it's a question anymore if you need to be paying to play. This year shows, especially this year with everything speeding up and closing, that social media is really becoming a true powerhouse for your marketing budget and your marketing strategy moving forward.
Great information, Benjamin. And what we'll do is we'll talk about the Amazon and the book, and we'll do a promo, but I'm going to add that to our marketplace. So then that way, when anyone goes and purchases the book or the ebook, 2% of the purchase price goes to our nonprofits helping vets, pets, and kids. So we're going to talk about a little bit later, our charitable marketplace. So I would love to have you be one of our featured authors on that. So we'll add you on there, and we'll do good while we help others grow their business. So I think that's a wonderful little partnership that we'll implement immediately.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you having me on the show today. Seems like you have some awesome guests lined up, and yeah, we'll be in touch. And if anyone's listening out there, I'm sure that they'll share my contact information. So feel free to see if I can help you in any way. I'm just trying to help as many people as I can. It pains me to hear all these people not getting results and having bad experiences.
Yeah. Appreciate you coming on, Benjamin, giving some quality information, great tips people can actually start to use immediately. We'll talk next week. We'll definitely have you back on. It's great to have somebody of your caliber as part of our platform. So thank you very much. And have a great weekend. You deserve it for doing all the great stuff out there that you're doing to help people.
Yeah, for sure. Well, happy holidays. Have a Merry Christmas and New Year's. And here's to 2021 being a great year.
All right. Thank you, Benjamin. We'll be in touch next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. So the social media, that was kind of like a reality check. Yeah, we were talking, Reality Bites was the movie we brought up the other day on the show, and I think that was another reality bite. So it's time to just kind of reevaluate things. All of Benjamin's information is going to be on our homepage and our Partners and Patriots tab. So just go to everythinghomeorresourceplatform.com. You can click to listen to the episode. You might want to listen to it a few times to take notes. And also his website link is there in the episode. Just click on that and you will get directly to his website, so that way you can contact him and get some information and a consultation and all that fun stuff, plus the ebook. That'll be on the marketplace also. So my next guest, this guy, Julio Mujaro. He is a business coach and founder of Sharing Knowledge International. And when I mean international, he literally is international. Julio, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I'm here, Michelle. How are you doing?
I am good. I put our other guests on a little bit longer because I saw that you dropped the call and then you came back in. So I apologize for letting you hang there for a little bit, but I realize you probably had some technical difficulties because you're calling from where? Tell everybody.
From Mozambique. So that's Africa.
I love it. I love it. It's my international expert partner. I think it's wonderful. So let's jump right into this. Jump right in, because I know that we want to talk about becoming your best and finishing off the year. Great. So brief information about you, and then let's go right into some information that people can implement immediately.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm a power coach and all about making sure that people are playing at the best level they can possibly be playing at. And something that I found, particularly in these days, is that most people focus on being busy and not in being productive, right? It's so easy because we have the holidays, we have to buy gifts for our families, and then we also have our businesses. And it's so, so easy to get lost, and I've been supporting a lot of clients in that. So number one thing will be for everyone feeling overwhelmed with everything going on, just make sure that you know exactly why you're trying to create. If you're not clear about where you're heading, you're going to get drowned by the amount of things that you should be doing on a daily basis. So first and foremost, get clear on your vision. And then the question you should be asking yourself is, if the things you're doing are or are not contributing to your vision, right? It's so easy to get distracted by daily business, doing business as usual, and forgetting that we should actually be focusing on building the business that we will be tomorrow. So just by having that clarity, you'll start to realize that you probably are doing a lot of stuff that you shouldn't be doing. And one of the keys of being productive is actually doing less, so then you can create space to start doing more of what really is going to help you achieve your dream goal. Does it make sense, Michelle?
Oh, totally. It's all about focusing on maybe a few key points or key actions or key strategies, because I know that I do the same thing. And if I'm doing it, I know that there's millions of other people where you're kind of you've got your hands in too many cookie jars, and then you're really not focusing on what you need to do. And then you go, oh my God, it's already 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I've got so much more to do. And you don't want to work 7 days a week. You don't want to work 12 hours a day, but you feel as a business owner, that's the MO. And we kind of need to move away from that a little bit, but it's really about focusing on really what's important. But sometimes people have difficulty trying to figure that out. Maybe that is something you want to talk about briefly.
Yeah, for sure. So the thing is, when you're starting your own business, and most of the times if you are a solopreneur, you have this tendency of believing that if you stop working, the business will stop operating. So that couldn't be further from the truth, especially if you're just starting out in the last 2 years. Most chances is, if you don't work for a day or two, the business will be fine and the world will be fine. So you should take some time to rest. And actually, taking the time for resting will allow your brain to relax and make the connections that if you are actively thinking and actively working on something, it wouldn't be able to do it. So take your rest moment to really rest and recharge, connect with your families, go to walk in a park, whatever it is, but allow yourself to disconnect from your business. And then when you come back, you'll be feeling way more energized and focused. Now, when it comes down to understanding what's important and what's urgent, I love asking people the question that, let's say you don't have nothing in your calendar and you're just a billionaire rich, what would be the number three things you will be doing that you know for sure is going to make your business grow at least 10x, right? So this is not about what is urgent. This is not about putting down fires. It's literally about you are in control of your time. What are the top three things you'll be focusing today that you know is going to get your business growing, right? And those are really the important stuff you should be trying to accomplish. And the best thing to do is just go ahead and book it in your calendar, book some time that you know you'll be doing those things.
So
and something that's really tied down to that. Yep.
What I wanted to ask was, of all the clients that you've had recently or even over the past couple of years, what is the number one problem they all seem to have? Because I want people to just almost get confirmation that they're not alone. And so what is the number one issue, and then what advice did you give them to solve it? Because maybe people can relate to that really quickly.
Yeah, for sure. When it comes down to productivity, it's being afraid to delegate. We just, and
totally.
I understand why, right? Our businesses is our, our business is our
control.
Baby, you know. It's
giving up control.
Yes, but but the thing is, if you keep controlling, if you keep just keeping structure in your business, it will never grow, right? It's like you having this beautiful plant, but if you just keep it in that tight little space, eventually the plant will die, right? Plants, just like business and ideas, they need room, they need light to grow. So allow your business to have space to grow. And when it comes down to delegating, there are some funny exercises that I challenge my clients to do. So one is put your business on hold for a little bit. Try delegating other parts of your life. Right. So if you're really like crazy and you cannot delegate that business, try delegating. Next time you go to a restaurant, ask for the chef or, you know, for the waiter to surprise you. You know, just delegate something else to get your brain to understand that, oh, delegating is not that crazy. You know, I'm not going to die if I delegate. Right. And then you can start mimicking the same behavior, delegating, let's say, your meals or whatever to your business. So that's a fun exercise to do. The second one will be to make a challenge. You can start by making a 30-day challenge, and every day you're going to delegate a low-risk task in your business, right? It doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be something small. Maybe, you know, you delegate someone to follow up with a client or to follow up with a lead or to just check if something is okay. It doesn't really matter how big or small the task you're delegating is, as long as you are creating the habit to delegate. So a fun 3-day challenge, you can start it today even, just delegate something in your business, right?
All right,
and then
I'm
going
to do it.
Cool. We got you. The last one is if you're trying to delegate, especially, I guess, the number one thing that entrepreneurs tell me is like, well, Julie, I don't have the money to delegate to someone. I cannot hire someone, right? Guess what? There are hundreds of commission-based professionals out there. If you go to Fiverr, you're going to find people who does like literally everything, right? So you don't have to pay for stuff that the person didn't produce or deliver yet. That's how I grew my business. When I decided to delegate, the number one thing I wanted to delegate was business development and developing and generating leads. So I delegated that, and I was paying a commission based I was working a commission based contract with my lead generator. So that really works. So you can always find a way to delegate. And again, start with stuff that you know that if they screw up, you will be okay. And really, because your business will really have more value if you are playing the role of a manager, of a CEO, of a seller. There's something that you're really, really, really good at. Not just average good, you are great at. That's where you should be playing. Otherwise, your business will never grow. That's for sure.
Julio? As always, great information and things that people can implement right away. I'm going to start the challenge today for myself. I'm going to have you back on if we have some time before the end of the year so we can do a follow-up, get people just jazzed up about starting 2021 off on the right foot. So thank you for calling in from Africa, and I appreciate you being such a great partner on our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. You're a great guy. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for all that you're doing for us.
Thank you very much for having me, Michelle. Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you too. All right. So listen to those partners. Such incredible information. I've been taking notes while I'm listening and asking questions, and I hope that others are doing the same thing. It really can do amazing things to change your business. Now, I'm glad he brought up Fiverr. Fiverr is actually one of our partners on our marketplace. And when you go on to the marketplace, which you can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Marketplace tab, we've now have 57 partners of well-known websites and brands that we have as part of this platform. And 2 to 20% of your purchase price is donated to our nonprofit partners. One of our nonprofit partners is coming on right now. It's Jason Bressler. He's the founder of the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. So full circle, like Julio had no idea Fiverr is one of our partners. And I believe it's something like 10 or 12 bucks from each contract you do or someone you hire goes to our nonprofit partners. So give Jason a great round of applause. I'm telling you, this guy is the king of networking. Jason, you work ridiculous hours all the time. You're so responsive. You're such a great partner. You really understand partnerships and relationships. So I just appreciate you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you as well and being a part of your network. And I'm just so excited to be on today's show.
Well, and, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, if you didn't hear, that we have a bunch of elves in the studio audience today, and they brought a little friend. And the reason I told them to bring the little guy is because of what you're doing tomorrow in Glendale, Arizona, at Floor and Decor. So do you want to – let's talk a little bit about that, because I'm really excited to share it and – I can't go, and I'm not going to bring one of these little guys home, but I mean, I want people to go ahead and maybe head on out there. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, we're having our holiday pet adoption event tomorrow from 10 to 5 p.m. at Floor and Decor, and that's 5880 West Bell Road in Glendale, and we're going to have a bunch of vendors there along with lots of furry friends to adopt. Cats, dogs, and maybe other critters. And we are excited to put on our annual winter pet adoption event where we adopt typically 50 or more pets. And we also will be collecting supplies such as pet food, pet toys for the nonprofit organizations. And it's going to be a phenomenal event. And everybody who comes will get a prize bag full of goodies as well. And we can't thank enough sponsors like you and Wolf Creative and the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce and Succentrics Business Advisors and Autoglass Medics and Diamond Q Promo for helping us to put this event on and to be able to have an opportunity to adopt as many pets out as we possibly can.
So this is something that you guys are doing every single year, and it's one of many different events. I mean, just you're always at some restaurant promoting all the organizations that you're doing and raising money. A portion of the check goes there. You've got the golf tournament mm-hmm. coming up too. I mean, there's always something mm-hmm. that you're doing within the community to help the community and to get just regular people or business owners or entrepreneurs, just to give them an outlet to participate and give back and really become a purpose-driven business as opposed to somebody who's just, you know, pitching a product or, you know, you're there to help them do more and get them involved so that at the end of the day, you can make a difference. You want to talk a little bit about the other events that you have coming up, especially the golf tournament, because mm-hmm. I think that's next week, right?
Yes, the golf tournament is on December 11th, and that's a Friday, and we're going to be at Moon Valley Country Club, which is located near 7th Street and Thunderbird Road in Phoenix. And we already have over 115 golfers signed up, and every golfer who comes will get a free round of golf that they can use a year from our tournament date. And we're helping lots of smaller nonprofits, including Youth for Troops, which provides care packages to deployed veterans, Arizona Law Enforcement Outreach and Support, which provides to children or families who have been affected by the loss or injury of a loved one who's a police officer or a first responder. Also, Junior Golf Association of Arizona, which provides children and adults the opportunity to attend camps to gain responsibility and to understand the lessons of life through a golf camp and lots of other programs that they put on. And then we're also helping another organization that helps to provide activities for children with life-threatening medical conditions, and that's Hope Kids. We're just very, very excited about this event. This is our annual golf tournament and our biggest fundraiser of the year. Blue Agave Mexican Cantina in Phoenix is our main sponsor, along with the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce and Whole Foods Market and sponsors like you who make this possible. And we are just so excited about this event being even better and better every single year. This is our fourth annual tournament. And so we have also our spring pet adoption event, which is also going to be at Forum Decor in Glendale on March 27th of next year. And we also planned out our next year's winter pet adoption for December 18th. So, and then throughout the year, we have various events and fundraisers at restaurants and other locations. So again, we can help a lot of these local charities that support children, animals, veterans, and families that really need the help here in Arizona. And we invite anyone to, as you said, to be involved with us, individuals, families, businesses. We're always looking to collaborate. We're always looking to be a part of different projects. We very much believe in partnerships like you do. And we have already given, thanks to partners like you, over $100,000 to local nonprofits over the last 3 years. And we plan to do a lot more and volunteer our time and collect items on a regular basis as we move forward. So we're just getting started, and we invite anyone to collaborate with us and to contact us.
And it doesn't have to be a donation. It can be a volunteer. It could be providing items. It could be working some of these events, or just even promoting it on social media. So to their own databases and their own contacts and friends, and just reminding them, here's a great event that you can help out. So people just, you know, you don't always think donation nowadays is much more than writing a check. So the wonderful thing about your organization is you support all of these local charities that probably don't have the manpower to put together a golf event, or even know how to begin to put together a pet adoption or an event, and doesn't have the relationships with a lot of the business owners in the community to go ahead and even put together something where they're getting donation proceeds from a restaurant where people are going to just have something to eat. So that's why it's so critical for your foundation, you know, for us, that's why I gravitated to you, so we could support you, and you can then go ahead and help all these smaller organizations who really don't have the resources. So that's why it's just, you know, one event after the next, just keep them coming. It's almost like we got to have them almost every single month. Obviously it's a lot of work, but it's amazing the way that you've structured the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation so that you can help all of these smaller organizations. But the best part of it is it's easier to see results that way. You know what I mean? As opposed to working or contributing to a big organization. And then the first thing people think is, oh, all the money's going to salary. This way it's the little guys. So you can actually say, hey, listen, this is what we did. And this is the person that got affected, or this is, you know what I mean? It makes it real because it's local and small. So I commend you for structuring the organization that way to really make a difference in the community.
Well, thank you. I also commend you for your support and partnership and passion about helping business owners, helping individuals, and particularly nonprofits like us, because without your support, we wouldn't be able to serve the folks that we do. And we are, like you, very, very committed to giving back to the community and, you know, and our neighbors and just the people that really need the help the most as well. So we're just grateful to be in a position to give back, you know, obviously to be healthy and to have the opportunities to support these local organizations. And as you said, they don't have the resources. And that's why we started, to make sure that they do have a resource here and they do have an organization that is going to be committed to meeting their needs and working hard to raise money or to provide volunteer support or to provide those necessary supplies, whether it's food, clothing, hygiene items, furniture, whatever it may be. So we're honored to be able to do it. And, you know, and we're, and again, there's such a great need out there, especially now. And we want to continue fulfilling as many needs as we can, as many wishes as we can, you know, amongst all the families and individuals and children and, you know, and animals that we can.
Yeah, you're doing amazing work. And all of Jason's information is going to be, is always on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. But since he's got that event tomorrow and this little guy needs a home, he's like nipping at my feet here. Give your website real quick. And so that way people can get, I want them to go bring home an animal tomorrow. So just give your website real quick, would you?
Yeah, it's pmc.foundation, pmc.foundation, and you can contact me directly at 602-561-2348 if you have any questions.
Thank you, Jason. The stuff that we're going to have working on with you moving here forward, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks, is going to be big. We want to make sure that more people know about your organization and support it and all these great events. So thank you for being a great partner. We're going to be launching the Books for Good campaign next week. People are going to, you're going to start seeing some nice revenue come in from that. So I'm doing what I can, and we're going to do much more. So thank you again. And go get an animal tomorrow, a little pet. Thank you, Jason. Good luck tomorrow and good luck at the golf tournament next week.
Thank you for your kind words and continued support. We appreciate and our partnership very much.
Much more coming soon, I promise. Much more coming soon. All right, take care. Have a good weekend and good luck tomorrow. Good luck. This little guy needs a house. Talk to you later, my friend. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, so we're moving things around a little bit because I want our next guest to have a little bit extra time because this is Miss TED Talk. I mentioned her in the beginning, and hey, selling in a skirt. How could you go wrong with a brilliant name like that? My next guest is Judy Hoberman. She's a sales and leadership trainer, coach, and founder of Selling in a Skirt. So much to get you jazzed up about so you can finish off this year strong and start off next year on the right foot wearing your skirt. How are you today, Judy?
I am great, Michelle. How are you?
I am good. And because I when I was going through all your stuff the other day and digging in deep, I was like, wow, I think I found a new friend. So I want to have the little elves in the audience give you a nice round of applause. Yeah, we got a live studio audience. Santa dropped off some elves so that they can participate, get everybody jazzed up, and then, of course, that little dog. Hopefully we'll find him a home tomorrow at the pet adoption.
Awesome.
So give us a little information about you and then let's just jump into whatever topic that you want to cover that you think you're going to get. People are going to get the most value out of because you've got tons to share and I want to make sure that you have enough time to give everybody something that they can start doing as soon as they listen to this episode.
Okay. So as you said, I am a coach, I'm a trainer, I'm a speaker, I did TED Talk. All the things I do revolve around empowering professional women and encouraging the men to champion women. So my company is Selling in a Skirt. It has nothing to do with the article of clothing. It is an acronym. It happens to spell out skirt, and so it just stuck. And for me, I prefer people remember Selling in a Skirt more than anything else because they do remember it. I mean, it's a cool name, and some people will say to me 5 years later, "Hey, yo, Selling in a Skirt." So yeah, it works.
It's clever.
It works.
Very clever.
Thank you. I think you know when you try to brand yourself, you have to be careful because I always have to wear a skirt because people expect me to show up in a skirt. So next time, my next book is going to be Selling in Pajamas.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just, selling in leisure wear. So you don't have to, when you show up in that shirt. So be in my yoga pants 24/7 because you don't have to be in a skirt anymore.
Correct.
So do you want to go into the skirt acronym and what it means, or do you want to focus on something else in regards to sales leadership? It's up to you.
So I'll tell you, well, it all revolves around each other. So the SKIRT acronym is really about standing out in a sea of sameness. How do you stand out amongst everybody else, either in your same career, your same occupation? How do you stand out? Because that's a really important thing. The K is know your non-negotiables. There has to be things that are your deal makers and your deal breakers, and a lot of it has to do with your own core values. And sometimes you want to make sure that that's upfront, so you don't have to reverse it in the middle. The I is investing in your relationships. businesses don't do business, people do. So no matter what you're doing, no matter what you sell, no matter what you offer, you have to be able to invest in those relationships to keep that same person happy, because it's much less expensive to keep those people happy than going out and finding new people all the time, all the time, all the time. The R is, it's all about referrals, and that's basically what my entire business was and has been built on. And then the T is on time structure. So everybody has the same, you know, 24 hours a day. And why do some people get things done and why do some people get nothing done? And so the reason that it's important to know is because everybody struggles with at least one of those things. I struggled with all five. So, And when I put them all together, it turned out to be the word skirt. And so that's really how it happened. So,
you know, I have a lot of women that I have partnerships with that are on our platform that come on the show that have organizations or in a leadership capacity where they're trying to empower women from in a business standpoint, personal. The common thing that most of us have always discussed is how women don't necessarily network the way men do. They don't they don't value partnerships the way that men do, and they don't make them easy to start or even develop. And I think it's sad, and I don't, you know, maybe there'll be some sort of a shift if there's more people like you encouraging women to, you know, become that old boys network, because you know, like the guys, they'll talk to each other. Next thing you know, this guy's giving this guy something that he needs. It's instantaneously, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I need to get tickets. It's like, we're here in Phoenix. If you want to get tickets to the open, the guys can always find tickets. The girls can't, because even though they might have access to them, they're not thinking that same way that men are when it comes to doing business and making things happen and supporting each other. But yet we complain about how we're not being supported, but it seems like we're our own worst enemies when it comes to that. Do you want to comment on that? Because I'm kind of tired of it. And I want women to really partner together more so, because that's the only way to make this work. We're supposed to stick together, but we always seem to be beating each other up, you know?
Yeah, I think that one of the first things that everybody has to remember is that men and women do things differently. The way they speak, the way they ask questions, the way they do business, the way they shake hands, the way, you know, whatever. It's different. It's not right or wrong. It's not better or worse. It's just different. And every single time that we think about the differences, we naturally go to the negative side of it. Everybody does. I always say that, well, but everybody does. That's what I'm saying. Everyone does. I would say that, you know, if we start looking at the differences as assets instead of liabilities, there's the first step. Yes, men definitely know how to create these relationships with, you know, with other men instantly. But the whole thing is that women are much more relationship driven. They want to have these long-term relationships. Men are much more transactional. They create a relationship after they do the transaction, or it's not necessarily as long and as deep as what women do. So it's just different. I've been to events where two men say, you know, we need to raise money for whatever the cause is. And all of a sudden, you know, they hit like their power rings and there's 50 grand. When women, they like pick up the phone, like, do you have $10? Do you have 15? So it's different, right? Because here's the thing.
Brilliant.
Brilliant
analogy.
Yeah, but it's true. And I've watched it. Think about the way that women were brought up. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money's the root of all evil. If you have to tell people that you're wonderful, you're not. Don't brag. Let them find out by themselves. Well, unfortunately, that is not the way of the world today, where men are very happy to tell you how awesome they are and how much money they have and all of that. We just do it differently. And so maybe the good part is we can learn from each other. They can learn to not be as, you know, upfront about all the stuff that they talk about, and we can learn to be a little bit more upfront. So it is different. But the networking is also very different. I always tell all my clients, wherever you are, virtually or in person, when you're at a networking event, your goal should be meet three people. 10 is too many, 50 you'll never do anything with, and one is too little. But if you met three amazing people that you could actually have a good conversation with and create a relationship with, and you did that every single time you went to a networking event, even if you did it once a month, that's 36 solid relationships you can make instead of going and seeing whose pile of business cards is the bigger one. No, because everybody has those business cards sitting on their desks. What do you do with it? If you collected 100 business cards, what do you do with it? You just end up throwing them in a baggie and throwing them in a closet and say, I'll get to that. So I try to, you know, explain there's a difference in the way we do things. And if you can make it easier for somebody, if I said to you, okay, Michelle, how do I support you? Who are you serving? Who's your market? And you said to me, everyone, I can't hear that. I can't tell you who I know because everyone is like too big for me. But women want to help everyone, and you can't. You have to identify who the market is. Men will say to you, I only want to deal with high-worth people, and you know, if they make $1 million, that's great. I don't know their bank account, but I definitely can say who's more high-worth than not. I can probably help them, but I can't help you if you say everyone. So it's all different. If you just, you know, listen to the language, it's a lot easier.
That's great advice. And I started laughing about the business cards because I'm looking to the right of the my desk, and there's a pile there, and it's been there for a while, and I'm like, I'm going to get to it, and I'm going to have to try to remember who those people are, and I know that some of them are going to be like,
and where are you met them? Yep, yep.
It's totally, totally true. So you're in Texas, right?
Yeah, I'm in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got some normalization there when it comes to how things are open. People are probably networked more so in person. I just had a gentleman who's in Texas, and he says it's everything's somewhat normal. So in the cases where people can't get to these networking events, what is your suggestion to really start a quality relationship digitally besides sending, let's connect on LinkedIn and support each other. And then you send them a message and then it's cricket. So, I mean, what have you seen works and what do you advise your clients on?
So I always will say, so when you meet somebody in person, what do you do? Do you naturally like whip out an application and say, let's do business? And they laugh. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. Is that how you do business? And they'll say, no, we sit down to have coffee. I said, okay, invite somebody for a virtual coffee. It can be 15 minutes just to get to know them because that's what you're going to do in the real world. So you invite them to a virtual coffee. What do you do next when you're in person? Well, then we set up either a follow-up call or a follow-up meeting. Okay, well, that's what you do next. It's no different. It really isn't. And here's the interesting part. The interesting thing is that when you are on Zoom or Teams or whatever you're using, whatever platform, you are seeing people in their natural habitat. You are much more personal with them than you could be if you met at, you know, a coffee shop or a restaurant. You're now seeing their real lives. And yes, if there's a dog or a cat or a baby or whatever, you're hearing that as well, but it's the real world and everybody's going through it. So it kind of is like an icebreaker. We did a virtual panel. We did it for 12 weeks, and every week there was somebody that her son just wanted to come and say hello. That's it. And he was like 3 years old. And now, would you do that in a business meeting? Probably not. But he would come on and he'd wave and everybody would wave back and then he'd leave. And if he didn't leave, you know, there's always that mute button. But the point was, if you ignore what's going on in your real world, then how do you do business? Because all he wanted to do was say hello. Imagine, you know, if you're saying no, 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 no. Well, that's worse than having somebody come on and just wave and blow kisses and things like that. What's the big deal? If it offends you, then maybe that's a deal breaker. But for us, you know, there were, I don't know, 50, 60, 80 women and, you know, and probably half were men as well that were there. They didn't care. They waved and they all giggled. You know, so that's what I'm saying. Virtually is probably easier than in person because you're seeing people the way they really are.
I think that's a great point. It's this whole transition that we've had now where we're seeing into people's homes and who they really are, or maybe not getting in that suit or getting ready for work the way that you used to go to meetings. It's almost like it's taken down a barrier where I'm hoping that somewhat evolves back into when things are more in person where people are maybe more approachable because sometimes people's profiles and things like that, they're overwhelming. And I've had some guests on this show where I've read their profiles and I'm like, okay, I'm a little nervous when this person's coming on because of who they are and what they've done. And then once you start talking, I'm like, oh my God, this person's they're normal. They're cool. they are just, they're end up, and then sometimes I end up becoming pretty good friends with them. So it's very interesting, you know, don't be afraid of reaching out to people just because of who you think that they may be, because they're probably normal and maybe more even humanized with this whole experience where they're not quite as stuffy as they maybe were before and much more approachable.
Exactly. And you watch their body language, and it's very easy to see when you're in person with somebody and they're looking at their watch or they're tapping their foot or whatever, it's very uncomfortable because you know that they don't want to be there anymore. And then when you watch this on a Zoom platform and somebody's really looking at you in the eyes and you're thinking, wow, this is really cool. You know, maybe it's just the difference because they were just as uncomfortable as you are to me, you know, whatever. But I think that meeting people virtually is much easier. I do. And plus the fact that nobody has to drive somewhere. Nobody has to, you know, leave their home. It's really much more convenient. And you can't say I got stuck in traffic either. You're right there.
you have the excuses have gone down to like two from everything else that you see.
Yeah, there was actually something where somebody wrote that her son, I don't know if it was a joke or not, her son sent a note down to her and said, the bus is running late, I'll be late for school. And she was homeschooling him.
And you're just like, or they said, oh, no, you know, my husband's out of town, so I have to watch the kids and I have to do all this. And then he walks by in the background and she's like, really? You just, you just blew it, buddy. What are you doing? You're supposed to be hiding. Yeah, don't blow my cover, you know.
It's very funny. It really is. But like I said, you know, it's just to me, it's easier. It really is. And you get to see people also. It's also not just picking up a phone and calling somebody. You get to actually see people. Now, on the flip side of that, you know, I've been on Zoom like 12 hours a day some days, and I'm exhausted, and I really don't want to get on Zoom anymore. So when somebody says to me, hey, do you want to do a phone call or a Zoom? I really want to say a phone call, but I know they really want to do Zoom. So I'll say, oh, it's your choice. And they'll go, good, let's do Zoom. I'm like, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I appreciate you coming on, Judy. I know that you have a limited time. I told people I would try to keep it to 1 o'clock. I always go over just because people like you start sharing, and then I just get more information and give the audience more quality content like you always have. So real quick before we go, do you have any upcoming events that you want to promote where people can get to know you a little bit better or even see you on Zoom?
We actually have a Women in Leadership Forum coming up. It's absolutely free. There's nothing to buy. It's on December 10th, and it's at 10 o'clock Central. And we have 12 powerful speakers that are going to share their number one leadership strategy. So, and then we have both male and female leaders that are going to be on. So they're going to give you different perspectives from where they are. And if you are connected with me anywhere on social media, just look either Selling in a Skirt or Judy Hoberman. There, it's plastered everywhere. And I would give you the link, but it's like very long.
Because what we'll do is I'll put it on the homepage. So then it's actually, if you want to send me one of the graphics, like a JPEG file, I'll put it right on there and I'll embed the link. And then we'll start promoting it on social media also to the audience. And then anyone that goes to the homepage or the Partners and Patriots tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. This episode will be there, and a live link to your website always will be on both of those pages. So then if anybody says, I can't find it or I can't find you, then you know it's one of those excuses. They have to blow their cover because it's not that difficult. Everything's right there. I mean, everything is on our website. They made it easy for a reason. So I've eliminated the excuses of people that you just I can't find you. Okay, well, I can't help you there. You know what I mean? So your information is going to be there, and I'm going to promote this event because I think it's going to have some really, really incredible impact for people. So, Judy Hoberman, thank you so much for coming on. I hope I can get you back on because you're great. Well, I want to learn about the TED Talk on the next conversation. So I appreciate you being on our platform and on our show, and I look forward to having you on multiple times in the future. So thanks for all you do, Selling in a Skirt.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for coming on, Judy. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Bye.
Thank you. So, wow, that was an incredible show. I know we went a little bit long, and I apologize for doing that, everybody. But, you know, it's the towards the end of the year. I just wanted to make sure everybody had some great information that they could take away, some tips, some takeaways, so that way – well, I'm saying way too many times. But anyway, oh, there it is again. You can make some changes towards the end of the year, really get your business moving and grooving, close out and start new in 2021. And also for your life and some events, because, you know, if you want to go get a pet, you can do that tomorrow if you're in Arizona. So a special thanks to all of our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their info and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. They're on the homepage, or click the Partners and Patriots tab. You can click to listen to the episodes, go direct to their website. So join us Wednesday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for another live episode of Purpose Driven Partners, and learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference and much more. And as we were talking about with Miss Judy, remember, it's all about relationships and partnerships. So, because you got to remember that we are. So have a great weekend, everybody. Make it a great day because you deserve it. And tune in next Wednesday for another awesome show. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.